Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine. Tuesday, the 17th of Shaban, 1442 after Hijri, corresponding to the 30th of March, 2021, current era. An obituary of a dawah carrier from the first generation.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Among the believers are men true to what they promised Allah. Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow to the death. And among them is he who awaits his chance. And they did not alter the terms of their commitment by any alteration. Surah Al-Azab, Ayat number 23. Translated. Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land of Palestine. One of its members of the first generation. The dawah carrier, the teacher and nurturer. Hajj Ibrahim Ahmad Ayad Abu Asama. Who passed away today, afternoon, at an age over 83 years old, which he spent in the pleasure of Allah and working with Hizb ut-Tahrir to resume the Islamic way of life by establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Hajj Ibrahim, Rahimullah, met Sheikh Taqi'uddin al-Nabhani, Rahimullah, the founder of Hizb ut-Tahrir and its first emir, and he joined the dawah in 1956 when he was in high school. He then studied at the hands of Sheikh Abdul Kadim Zaloom, Rahimullah, the second emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir. The deceased remained like a mighty mountain, steadfast and never drifted away from the dawah. Where so, imprisonment and torture in Syria did not prevent him from carrying the dawah during his university studies. It rather increased him in strength and steadfastness, and he remained patient, relentless, insisting on carrying the dawah and his eyes yearning to see the establishment of the Khilafah state that was promised by the beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until he passed away while being on this path. After a long life of giving and working for the revival of Muslims, he left this world after leaving a good trace and good offspring who carry the dawah after him and complete the path that he started. May Allah have mercy on Abu Asama, and we ask Allah, the Most Merciful, to show wide mercy towards him, enter him into Jannah, and to reward him on our behalf and on the behalf of the Muslims with the best of reward. Verily to Allah do we belong, and verily to Allah do we return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land of Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.